father, as if, get it to my father. The guy who is taking it doesn't do anything. But the smell of this will open the eye of the father, Jacob, remember? We say, look at it carefully. What's happening over there? We made the magic like this, that the smell will open the eye. What is the smell? If there is a subject that you know nothing about, you don't know anything about it, right? But if you, they will give you a little bit information about that stuff, we say in Persian language that you got a smell of it. Because naturally, normally, smell is the connection which is easiest. When you are far away from what you are looking for, you don't see anything, but at least you could smell. And this is something that we pay a lot of attention, because at the beginning we said, listen, there is this beautiful garden. So what should I do? Bring the garden to you? Impossible. I brought a piece of flower. You smell it, this smell will guide you to that garden. Means the first bit of information to lead you towards somewhere is the smell. Here, you will say, I talked about this smell. This smell opened the eye of the father, right? Let's talk about this light and opening of it. Yes?
The hidden form and the light of that brow have made the eyes of the prophets far-seeing. The light of the countenance will deliver from the fire. Listen, be not content with borrowed light. This light makes the eye to see that which is transient. It makes body and mind and spirit to be scabby. It has the appearance of light, but in reality it is fire. Keep your hands off it if you desire the radiance.
Yeah. You're looking around you, and you know when we say information, wait a minute. All those stuff that you are calling the source of light are not, because you are looking at the physical stuff around you and you don't see that light we are talking about. For understanding that light of enlightenment, you should give up of looking around you with this normal stuff. Yes, practically a candle helps when it is dark, but what is the help of a candle? Very limited, narrow, and in a location. We are talking about the sun coming up. Then there is no need for candle or this or that. Everything will be like enlightened. This is how you should look at it. Yes?
The eye and spirit that sees the transient falls on its face continually wherever it goes. A far-seeing man who lacks knowledge may see far, just as far sight in dreams. You are asleep with parched lips on the bank of the river and are running in search of water towards the mirage.
Yeah, imagine your position. Remember, this is you, right? Like at the beginning, say, I'm talking about you. You say, look at you. You are like a fellow who is sleeping beside the creek. But in your dream, you are running to find an ocean. That's an illusion. Wake up. The water is beside you. But you are asleep. You don't see it. The knowledge I'm talking about, really the knowledge about love, and that attraction is always beside you. You just need to wake up and notice it. You don't. Because you are busy of noticing this and that and that and that and that. Get all up. You are sleeping beside a creek, beside the river, and in your dream you are following the illusion of the water. Yes?
You see the mirage far away and run. You become in love with your own sight.
This is not your own sight, I'm sorry. It doesn't do. Because Aushadan Binashe Khut Mishavi. You love your vision, the way you saw it. Is it? This is it. You, in your dream, you see that illusion and you fall in love with it. Because it's you.
In the dream, you boast to your friends, saying, I am the one whose heart possesses vision, and the one that rends the veil. Mm-hmm. Lo, I see water yonder. Listen, make haste that we may go there. And it is the mirage.
Means what? Mm-hmm. Means listen. Above all of this, you're bad for your friends because you always claim that, oh, I know, come on, follow me, let's go there. You're in love with yourself and you want even to impose it to your friends. Look at you. Yes.
At every step you hurry further away from the water, mm-hmm. whilst you keep running on towards the perilous mirage. Your very setting out has
become... Perilous means what?
In peril, dangerous.
Because here, the word is arrogance. Ararayas gurur means arrogance, right? So it says, you know what? Because you're arrogant, you're running towards that illusion. We talked about it, remember? We said human being starts from common sense, that imagination, illusion, Fikr and Zikr, and the app. So you are at the first step because of the arrogance. Here I have seen so many times in so many different places that they talk about Masnavi. They say this and that and that. One thing that I haven't seen enough attention, everybody will pass from it, even in their description in the book and explanation they write, they don't talk about this arrogance that Rumi points at always. Because here he will say, that qarar, you should know that this is, yes, that stuff which here is shortened and a little bit like this, but it's always the arrogance. Let's go back. When he was cured, the prince, remember? He came back to his father and said what? He said, now I understand my arrogance. I'm saved, I wake up from my arrogance. Here again, because one of the real problem for human being is arrogance. Yes, you know what arrogance does to normal people, but think about it again. What is your hope when you're thinking about the people? The normal people, we said, okay, they can't do it and they are not really responsible and all that. So we are looking at the selective people, right? Look at these selective elite, this minority you find. They are full of arrogance because they know more. They know more than the other one. These are the educated people. Now the people who go to the university and come out of the university, they are arrogant. Because they believe 100% in this information they get. And they don't even need any of our speech that we are talking about the other side. The arrogance is the hidden part of a human being, unfortunately, when he is successful. when somebody is educated, is more arrogant, is more difficult to even talk to him, because he believes in his own vision. All of us, we have a vision, and a little bit wider one will make you arrogant. It's just like the power. A little bit more power, then you will become arrogant. Yes.
Your very setting out has become the barrier from this that has come close to you. Oh, many a one sets out to some place from the spot where the object of his quest is. The sight and boasting of the sleeper is of no avail.
Let's go back. Your very sitting out has become the barrier. Means what? Here you have to go to back to arrogance. That's the arrogance. The arrogance is you decide to do something because you are blinded with your arrogance. Because your arrogance is adjacent to you. Your arrogance is not outside, is in you, is a part of you. That's why it's difficult to eliminate it. Yes.
Oh, many a one sets out to some place from the spot where the object of his quest is. The sight and boasting of the sleeper is of no avail. It is not but a fantasy. Hold aloof from it. You are sleepy, but anyhow, sleep on the way. For God's sake, sleep on the way of God.
You see, Rumi, I'm begging you, for God's sake, for God's sake. I know you're asleep. I know you're not that enlightened fellow. But at least sleep in the line of Hak. Please, for God's sake, let go of that imagination you have and that dream that you found it. Wake up and give up. Yes.
That perchance a traveler may attach himself to you and tear you from the fantasies of slumber. If the sleeper's thought become as a hare, he will not find the way to the abode by that subtlety. Whether the sleeper's thought is twofold or threefold, still it is error on error on error. The waves are beating upon him relentlessly. He asleep is running in the long wilderness. The sleeper dreams of the sore pangs of thirst. The water is nearer unto him than the neck vein.
This is the serious stuff. How could I explain it? Because that knowledge of something above, it's not difficult. It's easy. Because you are not going to make that information. It will come to you. This is something that will happen in your heart. Please, let go of the other stuff and be awakened, because this is the situation I see all around, that everybody is sleeping and dreaming about the water and the creek is up here. But they don't wake up, because everybody is busy with the self problem, with the self vision, and everybody is trying to save himself and his way and all that. Everybody individualistically is thinking about one idea and doesn't care about the rest of us. The problem we're facing is a global problem. Paying attention to just and justice. This is something that should happen. And for that, I'm going to give you another silly story and explanation and so on and so on. What is the next stuff? There is a Zahid who is happy when there is no plenty of. There is economic crisis and this and that crisis, but he's happy. Why? Because he understands the difference.